USA News. I'm Corey Myers. House Republicans voted to advance their impeachment articles against Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Fox News asked Steve Scalise, a Republican from Louisiana and the House Majority Leader, if there was truly an impeachment offense or was it a Biden policy disagreement.
Well, first of all, Secretary Mayorkas' job is to protect America's homeland. He's the Homeland Security Secretary. And when 8 million people have come across our border illegally, including people on the terrorist watch list, he has failed miserably at his job.
The controversial move would make Mayorkas the first cabinet secretary to be impeached in nearly 150 years. President Joe Biden said he has decided how the U.S. is going to respond to the drone attack on a U.S. base in Jordan by Iran-backed militants that killed three American soldiers. When asked if he thought this retaliation would stop Iran-backed groups from attacking the U.S., Biden simply responded, "We'll see." A U.S. official said that the response to the drone attack will be carried out over several days. California is about to get hit by the Pineapple Express. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says that two atmospheric river storms out of the tropics will head toward the coastal state, bringing massive amounts of rain, snow, and powerful winds. Starting today, the first storm will bring California several inches of rain, along with 35-mile-an-hour winds. Not too bad. But by Sunday, a second storm will bring colder weather, significant snowfall, and very heavy rain with winds up to 70 miles per hour. This is USA News.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renters and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Broadway legend and Latina actress Chita Rivera has died. She was 91. Her daughter, Lisa Mordente, said her mother died peacefully in New York City after a brief illness. Rivera trained as a ballerina from a young age and went on to study at the School of American Ballet before heading to Broadway. Rivera, a singer, actress, and dancer, best known for her appearance in West Side Story, was nominated 10 times for Tony Awards and won twice. Las Vegas saying goodbye to a piece of history. The Tropicana Las Vegas opened in 1957, but it's about to close its doors forever and get demolished to make room for a $1.5 million Major League ballpark that will be home to the relocating Oakland Athletics. Oregon leaders calling for a 90-day state of emergency in downtown Portland over the city's fentanyl crisis. Oregon Governor Tina Kotek, Multnomah County Chair Jessica Vega Peterson, and Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler each made an emergency declaration citing overdoses, deaths, and fear driven by fentanyl use. Fentanyl deaths have risen significantly since 2020 in the city when voters decriminalized hard drugs by passing Measure 110. Opioid overdose deaths in the state increased from 280 in 2019 to 956 in 2022. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.